It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
Say what?
Steven, the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipac. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipac.com. Sanipac, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
Welcome back to Sports Talk, final segment of the 4 o'clock hour. That means Talking Trash, brought to you by Sanipac. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Don't be a jerk, recycle. That's my motto, not theirs. This Talking Trash is a segment where we bring up some trash talk from the week or somebody who deserves to be thrown into a trash receptacle. Then we rank them. Rankings go from recycled, dump, to incinerate in that order from bottom to top. I'm going to start.
No. Just called trash talk.
I have some trash
so
talk.
So refined.
I got a few.
That's incinerator worthy.
I got a few trash talks from this week. First, we go with Steelers tackle Marcus Gilbert talking about Cam Newton. Cam spent some time last weekend complaining about getting hit, saying he isn't having fun anymore because he fears for his safety. Gilbert took issue. He said, "Ben Roethlisberger gets hit more than anybody in the league, and he never complains. Come on, man. This is the game of football. If you're out there and you're scared to take a shot, then don't be out there. Especially if you're a running quarterback. Just the way his style of playing football, how he celebrates, I guess he gives the guys a chip. Like, let's go hit the reigning NFL MVP." So essentially calling Cam Newton a crybaby.
It's not great.
Yeah. I definitely don't think it's incinerator.
It's not incinerator worth, right. But it's recyclable because it's a very common conversation that you see. Defenders don't want to hear quarterbacks talking about getting hit because they're the most protected athletes we follow.
So what are you saying?
Recycle bin. That was not good trash talk.
Fair enough.
Is it me? It's me.
Yes.
It's you. So the Big Ten decided they would have Friday night football games starting next season, and I'm nominating Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin because they all said they are not going to play unless it's on non-school days, essentially, which is Labor Day and the Friday after Thanksgiving, because of high school football and academic scheduling that comes with playing games on Fridays.
So what's the difference between a Friday game and a Thursday game?
Some teams have come out saying, no, we can't host the Friday game, right?
Yeah, because they're saying they're only going to host one, and it's Labor Day weekend or it's the Friday after Thanksgiving because they honor high school football and they think that's great, which, sure,
that's
high school football is big in the Midwest, but really, like, you're then giving
one game.
It's one game on one Friday for like 6 weeks or whatever. But now it's Iowa, Maryland, Rutgers, Indiana, Northwestern, and Illinois are going to get these games. And you're making college football worse.
And pretty much every team in the country other than them plays on Friday night.
Right. The MAC plays on Tuesdays. You're
Oregon
telling me you
Friday
can't
game.
Schedule a game to go around on a Friday?
We're going to need an eighth day.
I'm going dump here.
Dump them.
Dump.
I'm calling an audible, our first one. I had my talking trash ready until I just read this story. They're canceling the Harvard soccer season for a lewd scouting report. And here's what it comes down to. They were distressed to learn the appalling actions of the soccer team, which happened in 2012 and is now happening. What happened is the men's team put out a document that rated the attractiveness of recruits on the women's team and included some pretty classless, low comments about them. Members of the men's team called it their scouting report and circulated it online.
Jeez.
Members of the women's team penned a letter in the Crimson criticizing the document. These are Ivy Leaguers, the one we're supposed to be looking to for leadership, especially in an area like this. What do you think?
That's such like stereotypical of what I picture when I picture Harvard, bro.
Right.
or like Yale bro.
Sitting the only back thing there, worse the skull was skull and crossbones.
Jeez.
Only thing worse would the if it was like the Yale lacrosse team or like the crew team that did this for like another sport.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, normally this goes through the Title IX office. No, this is actually a separate action because it's investigating a complaint of harassment.
All right, what do you rank it, Steve?
I think they should be thrown into the wood chipper because I just it's like in this day and age still we're doing this.
So that's incinerator.
Yeah.
I also,
wood chipper. We're doing a new button.
I know. So we're going incinerator then. Okay.
Wood chipper. I don't have the button. Make one.
Like Buscemi ended up in Fargo.
Oh boy. Last up, I got Brandon Marshall talking about Byron Maxwell because the Jets are playing the Dolphins on Sunday. Marshall's quote: "I don't know him, but I don't like him. I'm being honest with you. I never had a conversation with this guy. I think he's probably a really nice guy. He seems like a really nice guy. He doesn't say much on the field, but he holds every single play. I don't like it. Still the same guy, still the same player, holds every single play.
Every play.
They traded for him to stop me, so I'm excited for this matchup. A great trade for the Eagles." The Eagles trading him away is a great trade for the Eagles.
Wow.
Who did he say that to?
Talking about Byron Maxwell.
Oh.
Remember, he was a guy who took a lot of heat during the Chip Kelly era as well.
I think I'll put this at dump. But I'm not opposed to you guys saying this is recycling, too.
I don't know. Well, it's definitely not incinerator.
He wasn't even trash talking. He said he was a nice guy. The only bad thing he said was that he held.
Well, and that he thought it was a great trade for the Eagles.
But on every play.
Yeah, on every single play. Literally his words. Holds every single play.
I'm thinking recycle. I'm going great. Recycle.
Wood chipper? Can we put him in the wood chipper?
I guess I got to put together a new sound. Santa Pack does debris, so maybe. We'll see. Thank you to Santa Pack, proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years.